Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, January 10th. Students and teachers will have the chance to weigh in on who will lead Black Hawk College. The Board of Trustees has appointed 16 people to a presidential search committee. Interim President John Irwin started this month after former President Betty Truitt retired at the end of last year. Trustees Fritz Larson and Steve Spivey will serve as co-chairs of the search committee. It will evaluate candidates and recommend finalists for the full board to consider. The Black Hawk trustees hired an executive search firm to advertise the position and handle the application process. This month, the board also plans to host employee and community forums about the process. Spivey says the board hopes to select a new president in late April or early May. Iowa's first female governor took a moment during her first condition of the state address yesterday to talk about sexual harassment. Katerina Sestarek has more.
Lawmakers stood up for a long round of applause when Governor Kim Reynolds said sexual harassment must stop. She says it's not a partisan issue and it can't be fixed with legislation alone. Reynolds says those in public office should ensure a safe workplace and serve as a model for others.
What we do matters. Iowans are watching. We can't change behavior everywhere, but we have an obligation to lead. And as long as I'm governor, we're going to.
Capitol offices are reviewing workplace policies after a nearly $2 million sexual harassment settlement against Senate Republicans involving a former Senate GOP staffer. Senate Democratic Leader Janet Peterson says she thinks the governor was genuine in expressing her concerns about the environment at the statehouse. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
It's now easier for people to receive unclaimed property in Illinois if it's less than $500. The Illinois Treasurer's Office now has a couple of online tools to submit paperwork and get their money quickly. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frerichs says the improved iCash website will save time and money. Part of his job is to distribute nearly $3 billion in unclaimed money and other assets held by the state. But even if the Treasurer's Office finds the right owner, many of the claims are for less than $100.
One of the complaints is that the amounts are too small, it's not worth their effort. Another is that they're unaware of unclaimed property. Another one is a distrust in state government. We send letters to people's addresses, and they get a letter in the mail that says the state of Illinois wants to give you money. And their first reaction is, this must be a scam.
Most unclaimed cash amounts to less than $500. People can use the new eClaim tool to upload documents securely, and Fast Track allows his office to automate the review process for quick approval. But those who file claims for more than $500 must continue to send paperwork to the Illinois Treasurer by mail. St. Ambrose University is introducing a program to accommodate a growing trend in sports. The university in Davenport recently announced the addition of esports to its varsity lineup. In the fall, co-ed gamers from St. Ambrose will begin competing against colleges across the country in two popular online video games, Overwatch and League of Legends. Director of Athletics Ray Shovlin says his department has been steadily growing for the past decade, with the addition of programs like bowling, lacrosse, and athletic band, to name a few.
It's an additional attraction for a student or student-athlete to join us here at St. Ambrose University.
St. Ambrose students can earn talent-based scholarships for esports, and Shovlin says these students are often interested in pursuing careers in science, technology, engineering, or math.
We're outstanding right now in the health science area, the engineering area, the math obviously has been very strong with the addition of those other programs as well. So 70% of the gamers are academically seeking degrees in those areas.
St. Ambrose will join Grandview University in Des Moines and Morningside College in Sioux City in the National Association of Collegiate Esports, a group of 50 schools that now have competitive gaming teams. Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, Robert Morris University in Chicago, and Illinois College in Jacksonville are also members. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.